The numbers are in, and U.S. dairy exports reached record levels for the third straight year in 2006, according to the president of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Tom Suber.
We exported 2 billion pounds of milk solids in 2006, and that jumped a full percentage point from 8.3% of our production to 9.3% of our production from 2005 to 2006. So our products are competing on the value that they provide in the marketplace, and that brings profits back to our producers and suppliers.
U.S. dairy exports were up 13% in value last year to nearly $1.9 billion. Some of the strongest export gains were for U.S. dairy ingredients.
Whey proteins are at their highest level ever. 47% of our whey went out of the country, and 35% of our whey protein concentrate went out of the country. And then we also saw good growth in lactose, where 3 out of every 4 pounds of lactose we created, 75% went out of the country.
Suber says the 2006 results highlight the commitment of U.S. dairy suppliers to meeting the needs of export customers and the trend toward a global demand gap that's providing increased export opportunities for U.S. dairy.
Our competitive suppliers, whether they be from Australia, New Zealand, Argentina, and Europe, of course, aren't able to keep up with the demand that's out there, and that's leading to price increases that keep us nicely competitive. So the trend that the international market had to be oversupplied is now a trend towards being undersupplied.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council reports that Mexico, Southeast Asia, and Canada are the leading export customers for U.S. dairy. I'm Brian Baxter.